Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute, Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. So far this year, we've seen academic freedom bills submitted into the state legislatures of five different states, including Oklahoma, Iowa, Alabama, Missouri, and New Mexico. What's very interesting, however, is that the Darwinist opposition to these academic freedom bills in certain states is actually demonstrating the need for legislation to protect academic freedom. For example, before the Oklahoma Academic Freedom Bill died in committee recently, two Oklahoma Darwinists created a little scare fact to lobby Oklahoma legislators stating, quote, "This bill is designed to cast doubt on science as a valid way of understanding the world and to promote ideas based on religious faith. This is a Trojan horse bill intended to open the door for the teaching of religious concepts in school science classes," unquote. Similar arguments were made by Iowa Darwinists, who signed a petition stating that, quote, "Academic freedom for alternatives is simply a mechanism to introduce religious or non-scientific doctrines into our science curriculum," unquote. These arguments, however, are difficult to take seriously because the actual text, for example, of the Oklahoma bill says precisely the opposite, stating, quote, "This act only protects the teaching of scientific information, and this act shall not be construed to promote any religious or non-religious doctrine, promote discrimination for or against a particular set of religious beliefs or non-beliefs, or promote discrimination for or against religion or non-religion. On the contrary, the intent is to create an environment in which both the teacher and students can openly and objectively discuss the facts and observations of science and the assumptions that underlie their interpretation," unquote. Plainly, the teaching of religion will not be protected by this bill. It only protects the teaching of science. What these Darwinists really don't like about the bill, of course, is that it protects the rights of teachers to discuss scientific weaknesses of evolution. By falsely equating such discussions with religion, however, which is illegal to advocate in public school science classrooms, these Darwinists are creating the very climate of fear and intimidation that this bill is designed to alleviate. Thus, whether they realize it or not, these fear-mongering Darwinists have unwittingly provided an elegant justification for the bill. The Oklahoma Darwinists further argued that weaknesses in evolution cannot be taught because, quote, "Promoting the notion that there is some scientific controversy is just plain dishonest. The fact that evolution has occurred is accepted by virtually all scientists around the world and is as well established as the fact that the Earth is round. There are really no scientific weaknesses. If one looks at the sources of those alleged weaknesses, we find they are phony fabrications invented and promoted by people who don't like evolution," unquote. Likewise, the Iowa Darwinists asserted that, quote, "There is no real dissent within the scientific community," unquote. Of course, we've heard these kinds of bluffs from Darwinists many times before, and it simply isn't true. More troubling, however, is the type of climate created in the classroom when you tell teachers and students that it's, quote, "dishonest," unquote, to discuss scientific doubts about evolution because there is, quote, "no real dissent," unquote, or because there are, quote, "no scientific weaknesses," unquote, only, quote, "phony fabrications," unquote. The effect of these Darwinist arguments, ironically, is to chill academic freedom through scare tactics where teachers fear they will be subject to ridicule, intimidation, or worse if they raise these scientific controversies with students. Again, this is precisely why academic freedom legislation is needed. The Oklahoma Darwinists also promoted the patently false claim that the Louisiana Academic Freedom Bill has cost taxpayers in that state money. Their document stated, quote, "In Louisiana, school districts have faced serious problems in implementing the law and costly lawsuits filed over its constitutionality," unquote. The problem with that claim is that not one single lawsuit has been filed in Louisiana over their academic freedom bill. In other words, their statement is a complete falsehood, pure and simple. Similar fear-mongering is found in the Iowa Darwinist petition, which states, quote, "Similar efforts to undermine the teaching of evolution in schools repeatedly have been found to be unconstitutional, something witnessed most recently in the Kitzmiller versus Dover case in Pennsylvania," unquote. But the policy in Dover is in no way similar to an academic freedom bill for a variety of reasons. First, Dover's policy required the teaching of intelligent design, whereas academic freedom legislation compels teachers to do nothing differently. It only protects the rights of teachers to choose to teach scientific controversies in an objective manner without having to fear for their jobs. Second, these academic freedom bills do not bring intelligent design into the curriculum, because they do not try to settle the debate over whether intelligent design is science, and they actually only protect the teaching of evidence for and against evolution. All the bills do is protect the teaching of science, and they expressly do not protect the teaching of religion. Who could object to that? Finally, academic freedom legislation does not undermine the teaching of evolution. In fact, the bills protect the teaching of the scientific strengths of evolution as much as they protect the teaching of scientific weaknesses. Eugenie Scott and other Darwinists are constantly complaining, and rightly so, that many teachers feel intimidated from teaching a pro-evolution curriculum. These bills protect those teachers' rights just as much as they protect the rights of teachers that want to discuss scientific challenges to evolution in the classroom. These bills are true academic freedom bills. They protect the teaching of legitimate science surrounding evolution and other controversial scientific theories, whether for or against. Finally, the Oklahoma Darwinist document engages in projection, stating, quote, "This approach teaches our children that it is acceptable to simply ignore the parts of science that they don't happen to like," unquote. This allegation turns the intent of the bill on its head. The bill doesn't remove evolution from the classroom, and in fact, the bill allows teachers to ignore no part of the required curriculum. And last time I checked, Oklahoma teachers are still required to teach evolution. In fact, as noted, the bill protects the rights of teachers to discuss the scientific strengths of evolution as much as its weaknesses. Thus, this bill is not about taking science or evolution out of the classroom, but about allowing more science and more evolution into the classroom. By denying that there are no scientific weaknesses in evolution, it's these Darwinists who wish to ignore the parts of science they don't happen to like. The difference between proponents of academic freedom and these Darwinists is that supporters of these bills have no objections to teaching the evidence that supports evolution in the classroom. The bill's supporters simply want teachers to have the freedom to teach students more about evolution and more about science on these controversial scientific topics. These Darwinists are the ones who want to censor viewpoints by using intimidation tactics to convince teachers that if they discuss scientific weaknesses in evolution, then religion and dishonesty will come into the classroom. The rhetoric itself that they use to oppose these bills creates a climate of intimidation that intimidates teachers from feeling free to teach controversial scientific theories in an objective manner. This is harmful to education, freedom of inquiry, and the pursuit of scientific truth, and ultimately, it's harmful to students. The anti-freedom behavior of these Darwinists shows precisely why legislation like academic freedom bills are needed to protect a climate of academic freedom in the classroom. I'm Casey Luskin, and don't forget to go to the website academicfreedompetition.com to sign an online petition supporting academic freedom. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.